3RW with Dennis Walter. My next guest is an influential American singer, actor and performer, and the very proud daughter of iconic entertainer Dean Martin. Dina Martin achieved success early in her career in films, theatre and television, and then quickly added to her repertoire, listen to this, recording artist, best-selling author, syndicated radio host, licensed pilot and entrepreneur. And her 2006 debut CD release, Memories, are made of this, stayed in the top 10 for 40 weeks. Dina Martin, welcome to 3RW.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Tell us about the tour. It's upcoming, and you're at Palms at Crown. It'll be the best room you play in Australia. But your first tour to Australia?
It is my first tour to Australia, but I have lots of friends there, and I'm looking forward to it, especially because it seems like all of you people from Australia have great senses of humor.
Guilty, Your Honor.
That's a good thing. Are you going to be able to make it to the show on the 20th?
I hope so. That'd be lovely.
Good, because I'm going to ask you to get up and sing backup for me. I asked for three brave volunteers from the audience, and I may have you come up and sing "Sweet, Sweet, the Memories You Gave to Me."
Well, if I'm
sweet,
there,
sweet.
I'd be happy to help.
No, that's good. I'm putting you down.
Tell us about, just before we get on to your music, pilot. Is that something you wanted to do as a child?
You know, I always wanted to fly. And my brother was a fabulous pilot, Dean Paul, Captain Dean Paul Martin. And he's the one who got me interested in flying. He would fly me to Palm Springs. We had a house there in the States. And then when I met my husband, the handsome John Griffith, he was a pilot. And he said, you know, let's go flying, and I think that you should learn how to land the plane. But they don't teach you just how to land a plane, so I ended up learning the whole thing. And we have a beautiful twin Cessna and fly to a lot of our gigs. But Australia is a little too far for me to fly my own plane.
It's a pity you can't fly to Australia. That would have been a wonderful thing, but they're too far in a twin-engine Cessna. Far too far.
That's right. That's right.
Your brother was named Dean. You're Dina. Was there any confusion growing up?
Yes, there was, because first of all, my father was Dean, mother was Jean, I was Dina, there was Dino, and I have a sister, Gina. So when someone would call on the phone, is that for Dina? No, Gina. Dean? No, Jean. So it was, but it was a wild house anyway. Seven kids, and imagine Dean Martin as the head of the household, always funny, always fun. And it was quite something growing up as Dean Martin's daughter, I'll tell you that.
What was it all easy, or were there difficult times having that talking about your dad constantly?
Well, fortunately enough for me, they always said nice things about him, which was good because he was a good guy. And of course, there are always bad things that happen in families. I mean, there were divorces and marriages and divorces and so things like that. But that happens to everybody. But I have to say, for the most part, it was great being able to walk into my living room and there's Uncle Frank Sinatra and Uncle Sammy Davis Jr. and Rosemary Clooney and Judy Garland. So I was very fortunate, growing up and learning from these people, singing.
With those people in your house, were there any sort of musical, ad-lib musical afternoons?
Oh, yes, there were. And imagine Sammy Kahn, who was a very dear friend. Sammy Kahn wrote,
yep.
He's that incredible writer. So he'd be on the piano, and, people would sing, and there were parodies. Because Sammy was the one who would write all those great lines for my dad and Frank Sinatra. Like, let's see. Oh, gosh. I sewed a costume to her face. and silly things. So it was, but it was a lot of fun. But imagine, Tony Bennett and Andy Williams, so everybody there.
When you finally started to sing and record, did you feel that you needed to do dad's music, or did you need to do, or stay away from that?
Well, it wasn't I was staying away. When I grew up, I started with country. I loved country. My first hit record was Girl of the Month Club, and Lee Hazelwood was the one who produced that, and he had just had a huge hit with Nancy Sinatra called These Boots Are Made for Walking, right? And so then he recorded me. So it was country, and then in the 60s, I got into rock and roll, of course, because those were I just loved rock and roll. And my band was called the Chromium Plated Streamline Baby, and we played the Whiskey a Go-Go. So that's when I started, that's the kind of music I started with. It wasn't until my dad passed away on Christmas in 1995 that I really, really started thinking about singing his music. I had loved it. I grew up, you know, loving it and loving Bobby Darin and all of these other people that I've mentioned. But it was just then when I decided, gosh, you know, this is really good music. I think I better, you know, get interested in this. And it's been, it was just wonderful for me. It's in my DNA.
Your latest album, Destination Moon, you actually have a duet with Dad.
Unbelievable. That was quite something to record at Capitol Studios with my dad using his microphone, sitting in his chair, the same place that he had recorded it. And John, my husband, had found the, I don't know how, but he found the original Nelson Riddle arrangement, the handwritten arrangement of True Love that my dad had used, you know, like 50 years before that. So not only am I using his microphone, I'm holding onto the chart that he used and, you know, singing the song. And when I heard his gorgeous voice come through the headphones, because we went in and re-recorded it with, you know, new musicians and updated the whole thing, but I'm sitting there with this beautiful music, listening to my dad. I couldn't sing. It was just, it was quite overwhelming, I have to say.
It would be an amazing moment to be recording with Dad, hearing the voice come through the cans would be a bit spooky, even.
It was strange. I felt him, but I also felt all the people that have recorded at Capitol Records. I mean, it was amazing, and I actually do it in my show. Hopefully, if they have monitors there, I sing the duet with my dad, and I have a beautiful video montage going on behind me of home movies and photographs of, you know, my dad and me and all the guys. So it's quite a moment on stage. Sometimes very difficult to get through also.
Dina, there'll be lots of listeners. We'll be making their way to Crown, the Palms at Crown Melbourne on February 20th, the Friday night. Bookings through Ticket Tech. Lovely to have a chat today.
It was a lot of fun, and they're going to have a fabulous time at the show. It's great music, great arrangements, lots of humor, and of course you're going to get up on stage with me and sing.
I feel completely committed. See you there.
All right, I'll see you there. Thank you, Dennis.
Dina Martin.